On behalf of Tom and all our family, I would like to express our deepest gratitude to An Garda Síochána. From the outset, they pursued the criminals with unwavering, relentless determination, deploying every possible resource and mounting an operation the likes of which Sligo has never seen before. Throughout the investigation, we were kept fully informed at every stage, a source of great comfort to us during a very difficult time. A special word of thanks to Superintendent Mandy Gaynor, Inspector Paul Kilcoyne, Detective Sergeant Michael Kelly, Garda Niall McDonald, Detective Caroline Bruin, and the Prosecutor, Mr. Tony McGillicuddy, Senior Counsel, and his team. Their commitment, kindness, professionalism, and constant availability to answer our questions will never be forgotten. They were always so courteous, helpful, and showed a level of compassion that meant so much to us. We are very grateful. To Sligo University Hospital, I would like to express our heartfelt thanks to Dr. Kevin Murphy and his team, and to all the nurses, doctors, and staff in Sligo University Hospital. Your exceptional treatment, skill, and expertise, along with your persistent determination, dignity, respect, and compassion, meant so much to Tom and all of us. We are deeply grateful. To all the wonderful friends and neighbours, we are also very grateful to all those people and neighbours and friends who gave up their time and effort to search for evidence on the roads and ditches for 20 kilometres in the worst possible weather that year. Thank you so much. We thank the hundreds of wonderful people from around the world, all around the world, who sent mass cards, medals, letters and prayers, and the press and the media. A special thank you also to the press and media who contributed so much in their own way in raising public awareness, encouraging people to help and come forward with any relevant information, and also to remedy any misinformation. Thank you very much. Tom can now rest in peace.